And now, the Corner Office. Political press attaché Joe Dellerone gets in-depth on the issues with Grand Chief Joe Tequiro Norton.
Welcome to Uradu. Joe Dellerone, your Jets. Welcome along to the Corner Office. And we'll be chatting with the Chief, hopefully at least once a week, keeping us up to date in what's going on in Caughnawaga, the Mohawk Council of Caughnawaga. And the Chief, of course, is Grand Chief Joseph Tequiro Norton. Welcome along, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
First of all, I haven't had a chance to say, you know, welcome back. Congratulations on your election victory. You know, we've crossed paths, but we finally get the chance to say it face-to-face here. There's obviously been a lot right off the top. It's almost like you had to hit the ground running, lots of events going on. And, of course, the big one that people in Caughnawaga always want to talk about is the situation with Highway 30. And there is a boycott that's been going on now with Chateauguay for about a month or so, announced at a press conference right on Highway 30. Maybe it's a good opportunity to talk about where we're at right now.
Sure. I think at this stage, in a backhanded way, the last article in the Eastern Door has complimented the fact that, you know, we are successful in the boycott, simply because the representatives of the Chamber of Commerce in Chateauguay chose to do a front page story on the Eastern Door, whining about, you know, their particular situation and saying that in trying to indicate that, you know, it doesn't, it's not really having an effect, but why are they whining? Why are they on the front page? Why are they talking about it? Why are they saying, you know, that they're innocent victims, they shouldn't be the target, go after the mayor, you know, and all those kinds of things that we've heard now since this boycott began. So as far as I'm concerned, it is successful. Now, of course, there are people in the community who have said that basically the boycott is not working, or we shouldn't be doing it, etc., etc. But then when we look at it from our point of view, which should be everybody's point of view, there are all the reasons in the world why we should be doing this, rather than second-guessing ourselves. But I think that comes from a certain sector of the community that's going to complain and shoot down everything we do anyway, you know. So I'm not overly concerned about that. I believe that if we begin to take it up a notch, even more so, think of creative ways of putting the heat on the city of Chateauguay, and that's what it's about. Be very clear about it. You know, yes, it's the political structure that's there, but at the same time, it's the people of Chateauguay that vote them in. So, unfortunately, if they become a target, if they feel they're a target, if they feel they're a victim, well, that's tough. Because here in Caughnawaga, we're feeling the effects of over 400 years, or maybe the last 25, 30 years of economic sanctions against us, and a kind of lack of cooperation from the city of Chateauguay in a lot of different areas.
Well, of course, like you mentioned, there are people in Caughnawaga who don't like the idea or just not happy, it got sprung on us, et cetera, et cetera. But getting back to what you were saying about it seems to be working, one of the things I noticed when reading that article is they said the Chamber of Commerce, well, maybe we should meet with Caughnawaga. But what I also noticed is that they don't seem to be talking to their mayor. It doesn't seem to be. And that's part of the reason why the pressure is being put on, is to make them, you know, let her know that she's the reason for this.
That's part of the, let's say, the next stage or the next level is for the people of Chateauguay to start putting pressure on their mayor, saying, you know, why aren't you doing something? Why aren't you settling this? You know, Caughnawaga is our neighbor. We're looking at them from an economic point of view. They spend $40 million in the region, you know. All the reasons why they should be putting pressure on their mayor, they're not doing it. On the other hand, we're talking to Quebec. We've had some good discussions with them and good results, you know, and soon they'll be hearing about that too.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that happened was there was a call from Quebec, and they set up a meeting. They asked for a meeting with you and Mike O'Brien, and Rhonda Kirby attended as well. And it seems as though, you know, this whole boycott and other announcements on the economic development on the 30 have caught their ear. And it brought them to the point where they said, all right, let's sit down and see what's going on here. And you brought to the council table on Monday your report on what happened. And it was, I have to say myself, listening there, it was very positive. Maybe you can just fill us in on some of the details of what happened at that meeting on this past Friday.
Well, I think what's happened, I'll start with explaining overall my view is that, and it came out in the discussions, Quebec is starting to feel the heat themselves. And, you know, they've come to the realization that attempting to convince the mayor of Chateauguay simply just to drop the lawsuit isn't going to work. So there has to be other means of pressure being brought to bear, political, physical, you know. Besides the boycott, when I say physical, is development of the land, development of the site that we're talking about. So this was Quebec's idea. They came up with an idea in principle for Ganawage and for our maintenance sector, you know, our developmental sector, and the MTQ, or the Minister de Travail, Minister de Transport de Quebec, to begin to install a new roadway.
Jointly,
together, at the same time. Put a new roadway in alongside of parallel to the existing exit or entry onto Highway 30 heading west towards Chateauguay. So people can see for themselves that there's a working relationship. Even though there is no, even though the land has not been transferred, they said, let's take a step and let's make this, you know, showing clearly that we have a working relationship and we're prepared to help out.
For the Johnny come latelys out there, and actually there are people who don't always pay close attention, yeah. But once the boycott happened, and now they're like trying to do some catch up here, a lot of people don't realize that the land in question along Highway 30 on our side of 30. A lot of those were the ones that were like the edge of Saint-Constant, the edge of Chateauguay, yep. Saint Isidore, and Saint Catherine. And that when Highway 30 came around and they did the extension toward the 15,
yeah,
and a lot of people use that. It's a good saving, time saving, you know, road. But at the same time, it was Quebec and Ganawage got together, and Quebec said, you know what? As a sign of good faith, you know, we used X amount of land on the seigniory, and you we'll give you back that land on that side. Everybody was happy, or so it seemed. And so, you know, for a little while there was this sense of, wow, well, what do you know? Things are going well. But the real fly in the ointment was when the regional mayors and the mayor of Chateauguay is the préfet, and she's also the, basically the... She's the one who's the mover and shaker there.
Yes.
It is very apparent. So she put in a lawsuit saying that Ganawage, well, we're not involved in the lawsuit. They're suing the provincial government for not consulting on this. And what that does is it prevents, because there's a lawsuit, all of a sudden, well, we got to put everything on hold. Federal government says, well, it's not signed off, so we can't, you know, officially give it back to you as reserve land. And so, therefore... You know, there's a lot of anger in just about everywhere in Ganawage over this. And it's not with the provincial government for a change. So, as you said, in this meeting, there seems to be a willingness. I'm glad to see that they're willing to talk about not only fixing this problem, but also looking at other issues.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the meeting itself last Friday wasn't strictly, as you said, on the Highway 30 Chateauguay issue. There were other areas. There was taxation that were being discussed. We discussed online gaming. We discussed, I guess, elevating all of the discussions from sectorial areas, you know, such as you know, having to deal with Department of Transport and all those different areas. Who, when you put the issue in the, when the governments agree, the Ganawage government and the provincial government agree politically on something, suddenly Quebec's procedure is to give it over to the particular ministries. Once it gets in there, then it gets bogged down because they're not of the same mind. There's no real direction that's given to them. They don't have a policy to cover that sort of thing. So we have to develop a new method, a new way of dealing with between Quebec and Ganawagi, raising it into a point where it's strictly handled in government, in-house, nation to nation, government to government, using, that's the language they've been using towards us. And we say, fine, if that's the way you want to handle it, I don't have a problem with that. But don't hand it over to some bureaucrat, some deputy minister, then it suddenly disappears in the system.
Well, you're going to get a chance soon to talk to the guy at the top of the system. When is that going to happen?
I'm not sure yet. I know that the evidence, not the evidence, but the information is forthcoming. I think by the end of the week, we will find out exactly when the meeting is, where it's going to take place, either here or either in Montreal or Quebec City, you know.
Mm-hmm. So Premier Couillard, who has, he did meet with former Grand Chief Mike DeLille last year, and they seem to not be at loggerheads. And so hopefully we can build on that and move it forward and get some understandings. How does, from the point of view of the government, the people you met with seem to understand that they have to get after the mayor and the region to say, knock this off?
Well, there's an urgency now simply because, and that's why I think they've offered to join forces with us to physically do something on the ground. When I say join forces, that's the MTQ or Department of Transport, along with Ganawaga's people, maintenance department, start to work on there and make sure that things get done. And also related to that is they're in agreement in principle at this point to send out a message very clearly to all, you know, all Quebecers about the relationship between Ganawaga and Quebec, that, you know, they've proposed to improve on it because of the economic development, developing Highway 30 lands and all of those things, and at the same time saying something about, you know, this dispute between Chateauguay and not only Chateauguay but the MRC and those communities in Ganawaga. They don't support that kind of action. Something along those lines, you know. We've even offered to help them, you know, write this, put it down, and we jointly could make it work. So there is an urgency because they know that things can't continue as they are. Something has to change. And they're quite enthusiastic about renewing the relationship in one way or another and making it work. They need to, in the next meeting with the premier that I'm going to attend, they need to make sure they have items on the agenda that are positive.
All right, and with that, thank you very much, Nyalko, Grand Chief Joseph Tokwir de Norton, in our first edition of the Corner Office, Chatting with the Chief. And we'll be doing this, as we said before, as often as possible, hopefully about once a week, to keep people up to date on what's going on in Ganawaga. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Corner Office with political press attaché Joe Delarone and Grand Chief Joseph Tokwir de Norton.